T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Cliff Floyd.
When you look at Reinsdorf and Rick Hahn and how they do things over there, they're trying to make sure that they don't spin in a way where it don't make sense at the particular time. You have some youngsters already on board, and then you have a viable, unbelievable players on the market, then you have to go for it. Did you think that the White Sox was going to be feeling like they can contend this year? But I think things change, and it changes your mind, and it changes how you feel. And if that window opens up, then you go for it. What team in that division is standing alone? I think it's wide open. If you have the talent and you have the dollars, then you go for it. And hats off for them for even throwing out an offer of that magnitude.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. Jonah Carey talks baseball at 10. Andrew Zimmern, host of Bizarre Foods, is going to pop on for a chat at 10:30. Midday Midway at 11. At 11:40, we're going to talk Blackhawks with Charlie Roumeliotis. And then at noon, we are planning to do a little fungy stuff. And
we got a couple of different things, irons in the fire, so to speak.
And we are told
it
is possible that Addison Russell is going to speak in Mesa today. And if and when that happens, just so you know, full disclosure, obviously we're going to carry it live. We're going to clear the decks for that, regardless of what we're doing. We're going to run with that. So just be flexible. There could be some surprises along the way. 312-644-6767. That's our phone number at WSCR The Score. You can email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live as we stream at 670thescore.com. You want to text? You want to sext? It's Friday. You might be a long weekend for you. I know you might want to do that. 67011. When you send something, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Download the radio.com app.
Someone needs to sign Machado.
That way you can stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. You can watch us on these video cameras directed by Brian Gertz. It's Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com. The producer's Jay Zawaski.
I'm not paying him $30 million a year. Thank you. I'll pass.
We're paying him $17 million right now.
That's fine. There's a big difference.
So what are we going to pay him in arbitration next year?
You pay him 20.
24 probably, so sir.
Oh, no. He's not getting 24. He's not getting 24. He's not getting 24 in arbitration. Learn about arbitration. He's not getting 24 in arbitration.
He just got a $10 million raise.
Yeah, I understand that, but he got from 7 to 17. He's not going to 24 next year. And if he wants to make a deal with them that buys out his free agency years, they agree on it. If they don't, he goes back to arbitration next year. That is the system they have both agreed on. If he goes to free arbitration next year because they can't agree on a long-term deal and has the same kind of year, he'll get $25
million. Wait.
Learn about arbitration. He's not getting 24 in arbitration. He'll get $25 million. In arbitration.
That was the next day?
So, he took his own advice and read about arbitration.
Maybe he educated himself about the way that works. That was literally the next day? Okay. In the back doing what the executioner does, he is Christopher Dickens.
10 years ago last week, February 8th, my life was not worth living. I had nothing. At the bottom, I was going to kill myself. Today, I have everything, including all of the chocolates. The Janovi I brought us. Oh, I love my chocolates.
Dude. Seriously. I skipped over the guy on the board, too. I don't want to do that. Rick Camp.
779. I guess Pecota is picking the Cubs' lust. You know what Pecota is? Not exactly. But there are people out there that have their own opinion, and They can do whatever they want. But come on, with all this talent, they'd have to have a ton of injuries and a lot of players just completely bomb out big time for the Cubs to finish in dead last place in their division. I don't see it happen.
Who's grabbing Les's balls? Seriously, what, is he okay?
I don't know that we have the money to pay a guy for that full time.
No, he called it Pecona?
Maybe. It's an opinion.
Well, Kyle Schwarber doesn't know what it is either.
You know what Pecona is?
Oh, yeah.
Not exactly.
All right.
Okay, fair enough.
That's cool. I guess that they want to be different, right? Yeah. I guess they want to get some publicity. I guess I think we all know what we have in this clubhouse, but baseball is baseball. It might happen, but I'm betting on it won't happen. So I don't think we'll do that. So next question.
You know what Pecona is? Not exactly.
No, they're not doing it for publicity, Kyle Schwarber.
They kind of are.
They like publicity. It's fine.
Well, it's a website, but that's kind of the business model.
Right, but
you want people to click.
What he's alleging that they would do something sensationalized and rejigger the numbers or tweak the algorithm to get the Cubs into last place just to get publicity. That's not what
I don't. Doing. I don't think Kyle grasps it like that either.
Right.
He stated the motto of Baseball Prospectus and Pecota right there in his own answer about Pecota. Baseball is baseball, and this might happen. That's what Pecota does. It's like, baseball is hard, and all sorts of weird things happen. This could happen.
Okay, speaking of which, I just, in getting my local baseball news fix to prepare for the show.
Now, let me ask this real quick.
There's a thread in here.
Do you, as we read the spring training reporting threads, because that's where we're at now.
Yes.
You get the best shape of your life stories.
The remember this guy? He's pretty good.
You get those. You get the, now we've got a new one. We talked about this yesterday. We've got a new thread, a storyline going through every camp. It's everybody has a high-speed Edutronic or Rapsodo device to measure their pitchers, moment by moment by moment
or
by moment.
Or both in the case of Tyler Chatwood.
Or both.
The Edutronic and the Rapsodo.
Are you in for the spring training storylines?
Always.
I am too.
It's part of the prep. It's part of getting ready for the season.
I know it can wear on you a little bit.
I've been on the beat, and I've done them. So I know the feeling. I did it for White Sox. I did it for Cubs. When you're there every day and you're trying
this
to...
This guy came to camp with a new dog, and
right.
He's a brand new man because of Fido or
right.
Something. I can't believe I'm writing
this. But you got to do. I have a Ron Gleason. I'm calling around like, I don't know. I don't really have a story. Find an angle. Find an angle. And there was, I forgot who it was, but some player changed his front leg. And I noticed it.
Changed out his front, got a whole new front leg.
I noticed in the cage he was doing something different with his landing point.
Right.
That was a thing.
I always look for the different ones where you could find, stories guys would tell you about maybe Alexi Ramirez pulling into camp in a brand new high-end sports car, but not being able to get it run because he didn't realize he had to put premium in the gas tank. So he's driving it around on the tank that you leave the dealership with because you bought it there. Why wouldn't you? You roll into camp, and then it's not leaving the player's parking lot after about a week and a half. And
because it's a high-efficiency engine he's trying to run without enough octane.
Yeah, you put the wrong gas in there.
Yeah, that's a mistake. But you can always find an angle on something. But what I found in common today, here, this is when you zoom out. Tyler Chatwood, and Sahada Sharma did a really good job of talking to him about this. Tyler Chatwood thinks he found a flaw in his delivery that's fixable. The glove tap, and then what the glove tap morphed into was an air tap that turned into a 90-degree punch.
So just the one flaw, huh?
Yes.
Tyler had just the one flaw last year.
So there's that. It's like, okay.
Try this one quick fix.
So he's doing something funky with my arm. Then you have the intellect that is Lucas Giolito, who is using neurofeedback.
That's right.
I don't know exactly how it works. It was explained a bit by Teddy Greenstein. Neurofeedback, a therapeutic intervention that provides immediate feedback from a computer-based program that assesses a client's brainwave activity. So he's doing that.
That could mean anything, by the way.
Right?
Brainwave activity. I don't know. Your spick of France seems a little off. You got to get that back down.
And then what does Joe Maddon say when asked about Carl Edwards Jr. and his control problems? What's the answer there? Just don't think about anything and throw it over the plate.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
So
Is there any other sport that brings us things like this? They all have the same jobs. These are all pitchers. Their job is to upset the timing of a hitter and get him out. And they can go about it so completely differently or take pieces of advice. One game, you're thinking too much. You're not thinking enough. Rose goes to the front, big guy.
You're thinking too hard.
Right.
There are so many different ways to get yourself screwed out of what you're trying to do on the mound. There are so many different ways to get completely bent out of shape that it almost makes sense that there's so many different ways to try and get you back into your mechanics, doesn't it? I mean, that there are so many different places to fall apart, whether it's your landing leg or something you're doing in your brain or something you don't know that you're actually doing. I think that's where, you know, in baseball now, and maybe the search for the information is going to take the fun out of it eventually, which is a perfect fit for the show. But with the Edgertronic and the Rapsodo cameras, with the driveline guys doing what they're doing, they will. The Carl Edwards thing is a great example to bring up because he's installed a pause in the bottom of his delivery like Kenley Jansen did. And Kenley Jansen got it from Clayton Kershaw. And Kershaw got it, you know, I mean, it goes
remember,
all the way down.
Remember, Yu Darvish tried it too.
The little pause at the bottom mm-hmm. with his, you pick up the foot and then it pauses and then you stride forward, kind of disrupts a little timing. Carl Edwards is implementing this because of, you know, whatever reasons he wants to. And the guys over on Twitter and in Driveline have you kind of the broken brains about it. It's like, well, why do this just because you feel like it? Why not take the information that we've got, all these high-speed cameras, all these looks into pitchers, and take a guy that instead doesn't look like Kenley Jansen but looks more like Carl Edwards? Because the two guys couldn't be different. You stack them sideways, and Kenley Jansen is like four. Carl Edwards is like four Kenley Jansens.
Yeah, they look like the number 10.
It's ridiculous. So there's ways to find out like what little changes might work for you given what they've worked out for other people. Now, but there's also 150 years of baseball that tells you, yeah, the hell with it. Just go out there and throw it, big guy.
Here's where these stories come together, too. Because when an algorithmic projection system has the Cubs at 80 wins and the entire organization is betting on the spaces in between, they're betting on all of the their range of possibilities being on the higher end because of the unquantifiable. This is what's fascinating about it. This is where you have the divergence. Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer and all their new coaches and everything they did based on their exit interviews and bringing these guys back and looking at where the found value is and trusting an old pitching staff
yeah.
that doesn't throw very hard. And when I use the word arrogance, it's not as an insult. I don't mean it that way. But there is a confidence that borders on arrogance in saying, sure, I know we're not supposed to be this good, but we are going to be because we know more about ourselves than a supposedly objective system knows about us.
Yeah.
We're entitled to do that. We're allowed to do that, and we're doing it. And the Cubs are in the bet on the unquantifiable. That is a very strong statement about what you think you know about your team.
If you're a Cubs fan and rubbed a little raw by the projections, kind of like Kyle Schwarber was in the cut we had coming back, I've got a different way for you to look at this season, given what some of the analytics have pointed out about what may or may not happen in the 2019 MLB season. A different way to look at it that might help you if you're a little put off the same way Kyle is. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It really means nothing. It really does mean nothing. You got to go out and play the game. You got to compete. I have zero interest in something like that.
He's right, of course.
Of course he is. He doesn't have to be interested in something like that, but most Cubs fans are interested in projections and where they figure their team's going to finish because that's how baseball fans work. That's what spring training is for, figuring out where you're going to land in the division and where your playoff games are going to be, all that stuff. It's hope springs eternal and all that nonsense. But if you're a Cubs fan, see if you can follow me on this. I was reading along in a couple of places, baseball prospectus and whatnot, and a guy we have on the show a number of times during the baseball season, Matthew Trueblood, wrote a tweet out, and I started thinking about it and connecting some dots, and it makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
If you are a Cubs fan, you are most likely, or maybe a better way to say it is, most Cubs fans are upset that they haven't done more this offseason, right?
Do something.
Do something or get off the stage. Like, that's what they're screaming. They want Harper. They want Machado. They want something added on. I mean, Theo, in his exasperation a little bit, was talking about that. Maybe we get a guy in the reliever market, Xavier Cedeño, for less than $1 million. Like, that's a thing. But most Cubs fans are a little upset that they haven't done anything this offseason, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if that's the case, most Cubs fans are also a little upset that Pecota has them at 81-80 wins. And they're not upset that Pecota spit out this math.
They're upset at the perception of not being good enough. It reinforces the fact that the Cubs should have done more to add wins, to add expected wins.
Maybe that's the best way. This is what Trueblood tweeted out. Maybe that's the best way to look at these Pecota projections or the Cubs offseason or how you're feeling as a Cubs fan as it relates to what's going to happen the next 6 months. They didn't do enough to separate from the rest of the NL Central. That's all Pecota's really telling you. That's all that 80 or 81 wins really says. They've got the entire division.
The division jammed up.
From 88 to 80 wins. I believe it's the Brewers on top, with then the Cardinals and the Pirates and the Reds and the Cubs right there at the bottom. But really what that means is in a run of 8 wins, that anybody could come out of this thing.
Sure. Well, the other thing you need to know about Pecota is especially when you start looking at the way they do playoff odds and simulations, think of it this way, that when we say a range of outcomes, that and then they decide on the more probable than improbable when they give you a number.
Yeah, all right.
That they'll play the season out right now. They press a button and every team's 162, every single game played is played with the rosters as we currently have them constructed and with estimations of frequency of playing, right? Who's playing where and when. There are seasons in those, if they do it a million times, there might be 1,000 where the Cubs win the World Series. It's not as if every single one at every single role has the Cubs coming out here and saying, well, no, they're finishing
not.
It last. So there, I mean, there are in these, I guess another way to look at it is infinite universes. And in these infinite universes, there are many where the Cubs win. This year's Cubs team wins the World Series.
Earth 42, everything goes fine.
Yep.
Earth 41, maybe not so much. Who knows? However, in every one of those simulations, the Orioles finished dead last in baseball. That's just, it's weird the way it came out this year. You press the button, and every time the Orioles are just hot, hot garbage. I think, though.
Feeling hot, hot garbage.
I think, though, if you're a Cubs fan, there are a lot of little things that can be true all at the same time that feel like they're going to fight each other. You can like this team and like where you're at and still bite your fingernails a little bit about a rotation that doesn't, except for one guy, throw 95. You can like this team and feel good about Rizzo and Bryant and Javi, but still wonder a little bit whether Ian Happ is a major league representative offensive player. You can wonder whether Wilson Contreras is just a guy behind the plate with a great arm. You can do all those things at the same time. And I think for the first time in a few years here, as they've put together what is the golden age of Cubs baseball, the best it's ever been over these last 4 or 5 years, that there's probably as much uncertainty to an individual player standpoint as there's ever been. You know, because it doesn't come with the hope that 15 gave you. It doesn't come with the hope and expectation that 16 gave you. And it doesn't come with the hangover celebration tour that 17 did. Last season is an offseason of additions where you spent a whole bunch of money on Tyler Chatwood and Yu Darvish and Brandon Morrow, and you had the exasperation and the elation of those free agents and what they give a ball club.
It's not to mention the discomfort of this offseason. It's not to mention
you had
embittered end-of-season Theo. You had the failed Joe Maddon contract extension gambit that played out on these airwaves. You had Addison Russell. You had Joe Ricketts' emails. You've got the Sinclair deal. There's all kinds of things going on that have made this particular offseason uncomfortable And ultimately, it's all redeemed by the crack of the bat and the pop of the mitt.
It can be redeemed by that.
It's supposed to be.
But it does, it's supposed to be. But right. It doesn't mean that, you know, whether it's 80 or 85 or 90 wins or 95 wins, it doesn't mean that some of the issues created by both on and off the field things won't reoccur throughout the season. Like, in a different way, you've got something here, I think, that for most fans isn't going to be smoothed over by an 8-game winning streak in the NL Central at some point in July.
The 773 texter says, ask Dr. Strange which Earth it is where the Cubs succeed.
You got to head to that Earth.
Yeah, find that Earth.
Use the time stone, right? The Eye of Agamotto.
I only know Dr. Strange from his Avengers appearance. I did not see the actual Dr. Strange movie.
It's actually fairly decent. I picked up Dr. Strange books when I was a kid, though, because the art was super trippy. And I just kind of liked Doctor Strange as a redemption story. I related to the guy.
I like the fact that Benedict Cumberbatch, as great an actor as he is, kind of struggles to holding the American accent.
It's not that bad. In his standalone, it's probably worse, but it's not that bad. But he looks like Doctor Strange. Okay. I mean, they got the whole mystic, all-knowing sort of thing going on.
When we come back, Jonah Carey, he's been thinking about things and writing things. And he's
baseball
got
Adderall.
He has stuff to tell us about baseball. So don't go anywhere. You have the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.